Now, true, the doctor, who could care less whether my father lived or died, was white, but I was legally grown by then, so I'm reminiscing about my baby years. Let's just say that my friends and I did not grow up feeling protected by the family. And this wasn't because we lived in a white-dominated city, although obviously we're in a system which privileges white people globally. And we've got to see beyond that tactic. We really do, beyond the pain of it. One friend of mine was raped for years by her father before her older sister intervened. Another child had the misfortune of a mother who was a Jehovah's Witness, and the beatings he received still bring fury to me today. It makes it very difficult for me to maintain my equanimity when, or not just that, when I'm approached by a Jehovah's Witness, to restrain from talking about that biblical quote, spare the rod. I mean, don't get me started on that one, please. As one learned to hurt dismay. Anyway, and I suspect that across race, that it's not race. I mean, I don't just suspect, I know that across race, this is more often than not the case, this not feeling safe. And particularly if you have given yourself some time and plenty of earth teaching to help you think that through. You got to disconnect from the master's voice to think that one through because of our deep, deep allegiance to mom and dad. We're wired that way. Power has exploited that to the full. Now, the blurb on the back of the book, Black Rage, says, quote, forcibly uprooted from his home, cut off from his past, robbed of language and culture, the black man in America has been methodically dehumanized and exploited by our society, unquote. But this is true of every commoner underclass. And recall that that quote in Waking Up from John Trudell, that what happened to the tribes of Europe is that they got cut off from their source of power. This happens to everyone underclass. It differs only by degree and the pain of white complicity. But those who see of whatever category, who see beyond and beneath the violation of our unity, beneath betrayal entrenched and with purpose set to enmesh us in pain and endless regret, must start to raise our voices up. As trust, they'll never get met across the airwaves. Unless I get this interview by, oh my goodness, what was the gentleman's name? I want to thank him publicly in advance. Alan Markowski. Look for it on the website. Anyway, I don't think it'll require me to eat my words, however, but we'll talk on that later. And all of the pain and scrappling with each other that we all know so well is due to the privatization mechanisms of power to create and maintain conditions of generalized scarcity with which we are now overly endowed, all of us, by the simple fact of being born under class. As long as manufactured scarcity persists, made and maintained with intent, the structure of hierarchy does the rest, keeps us but crabs in a bucket.